Sakta Mishnah Vayter, Masechta Shabbos, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Aleph. We've already explained that Hatmana means to hide. Chazal were concerned about things that people used to do to try to keep their food warm. What would they do? They would take a pot and cover it all around and on top and on bottom with some type of material and make sure it's still hot so it'll have geshmaka hot food for Shabbos. Are you allowed to do that? Well, before Shabbos, you can cover or insulate the food with the kind of things that are going to keep the food at the same temperature, not with something that's going to make it even hotter. On Shabbos, however, on Shabbos itself, you can't add any covering or insulation to the food. What were Chazal concerned about? Is this considered cooking? Well, the problem is that I'm scared that when a person's going to try to insulate his food, he's going to say, "Oi, it cooled off, even if I wrap it around. Let me just heat it up a little bit." And then he's going to forget a chas v'shalom cook on Shabbos. Well, why can't they do it before Shabbos? Why can't they do it Friday afternoon? Here again, Chazal were concerned that if you're going to wrap the pot with things that are going to make it even hotter, let's say you're going to use hot ash that's mixed with live coals, which chas v'shalom you should never touch. You know what may happen? Now it's going to come Shabbos, he's going to forget, he's going to start raking them a little bit. Like some people do by a barbecue, they're always playing with the coals, raking it and turning it in order to make sure it cooks. Now, what about if the food is completely cooked already? Still, Chazal said, we don't want you to do hatmana. We don't want to differentiate between if it was cooked, if it wasn't cooked. There are certain things that Chazal understood. If we allow this practice, someone, somewhere, somehow is going to make a mistake and come to cook on Shabbos. So again, let's remember the rule. Before Shabbos, you can wrap the keli. That's called hatmana. You can insulate the keli. Insulate means on all four sides and the top and on the bottom, with anything that's going to keep the same heat, but it won't make it hotter. On Shabbos, you can't do it with anything. Let's see our Mishnah. Bameh, with what? Taimnin. Can you insulate hot food? Ubameh, ein taimnin. And with what can you not insulate hot food? Well, ein taimnin, you cannot insulate them. Loi begefes. What's gefes? We've already discussed it earlier. Gefes is something that it like falls out of olives. We don't really use it, but it comes out of olives, or when you gather them together, it gets very hot. Veloy bezevel. Zevel is something that's usually used for fertilizer, but it also gets very hot, manure. Loy bemelech, not with salt. Veloy besid, and not with lime. Veloy bechol, not with sand. Bein lachem bein yevashim, either wet or dry. Now, the truth is, when it's moist, it's much hotter. So the chiddush is, even if it's not moist, even if it's dry. Loi v'teve, not with straw. Veloi bezagim, not with grape skins. Veloi b'maychem. What's maychem? Well, the Batanura says any soft little thing is called maychem, like cotton or pieces of wool or old pieces of clothes. V'loi v'yasovim, not with grasses, b'zman she'em lachem, if they're moist. Avul toimnen b'hen, but you could insulate the hot food. You can cover it around and around and on top and bottom with grasses, k'she'en yiveshin, when they are dry. V'aytra zakta mishnah, toimnen, you can cover the food, b'chesus, with clothing, u'b'peiros, with peiros, b'kanfeyona, with feathers of a dove, or the nesoyres shel charashim, with the carpenter's sawdust. And so when they saw something, so a lot of dust, so that's used sometimes to insulate things with. But all these things are good enough to keep something as hot as it was, not to make it hotter. That's why you can do it on Erev Shabbos. Ubin oires shel pishta and daka. And one more thing on the list, when they would comb out the flax, some little pieces would fall out. So ubin the oires, what falls out, shall pish dandaka, when they would comb out the flax to make it very fine. Rabbi Yehuda oiser bedaka. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. If it's a very fine combing, if they combed it very, very thin, then you can't. Umater begasa. But if they didn't comb it so thin, but they combed the flax with like a kind of comb where the pieces are much thicker, then, according to Rabbi Yehuda, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's okay.